Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Picture this. Bubbles, double dutch, time to stretch and bend to great music, and sense to please your spirit too. If that sounds like a good time, look no further than the Soul Spa Collective's Self-Care Sunday this weekend at St. Louis Artworks. The theme for the session is play, and it's an event that's meant specifically for kids and their grown-ups. Jessica Wernley and Stephen Hunt are co-founders of the Soul Spa Collective and organizers of the Self-Care Sunday series. They join us now to share more about what's coming this Sunday. Jessica and Stephen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So let's talk first about the inspiration for the series. What is it that brought this about, Jessica?
So earlier this year, I reached out to and convened a group of wellness-focused entrepreneurs and creatives to talk about what it looks like to come together to better serve our community and potentially to have a shared physical space together where community could come and enjoy self-care. Mm-hmm. And through those conversations, we started talking about how we could hold space for community before we even have a physical space for that. So that's how the conversation got started.
Yeah. So the Soul Spa Collective then is a group of people who are based here in St. Louis. And Jessica, you are the principal or solopreneur of a business called She Had the Audacity, which is a consultancy, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Stephen, you with your wife, in addition to the other work that you do with your wife, you started a skincare company called With Love Skincare. So as far as this series goes, what is it that was making you feel as a father, as a spouse, and as somebody who's part of a small or micro business? Why did you feel like it was necessary?
One for me as a black man and raising two black boys was I didn't feel like there was a space for me to go and that they would be comfortable to go get a pedicure, go get a massage. So I seen that as an opportunity along with Jessica and the others to create this space within our own community and break those barriers of self-care isn't for men.
Yeah. And so the series then was created by Soul Spa Collective. Who were you thinking about as being part of this Self-Care Sunday series and why? So, Stephen, you've mentioned black men and their kids. Who else were you thinking about?
Black and brown people as a whole in the community, which self-care is for everybody, but we wanted to make sure that we had a inclusive space for that. So the ones who can't get out to Chesterfield or to other areas to get those needs.
Get them met.
Yeah.
Jessica, you said that before there was a space, you had the idea, and the space that you have found is STL Artworks. You've now had two sessions there. Talk first about how you ended up at STL Artworks and how, if at all, that led to the inspiration for the two first sessions that you've already done.
Yeah, so when we were talking about potential location, St. Louis Artworks came to mind first because we really wanted this to be an intersection with art. We feel like art is really central to well-being and wellness. And so St. Louis Artworks is an art space. It's also a very open and versatile space. And we've been excited that when folks come, they've said they've never been there before, so we're introducing new folks to the space. But it's a very open space where you can do a lot of different things. And then they have a lot of rooms in case we have, because we have workshops and things where people can break out. They also have an outdoor patio area. They're also located on Del Mar. So they're very just embedded in the community. So location-wise, their mission was in alignment. And and that they really centered art. And after we reached out to them, we learned that they were planning a mental health day. They did a mental health day last year, mm-hmm. and they were already planning one, so it was just very much in alignment.
Mm-hmm. So the first session you held of Self-Care Sunday was in the month of May, mm-hmm. and it was for mothers and caregivers. Mm-hmm. Jessica, tell me about what you planned for that and why you felt it was necessary.
Yes. So we were really excited about that because, you know, you were talking about who, well, when we were thinking about the who, right? And so we were really looking at what are the barriers that some people face to self-care. And for women, a lot of times it's because we've been conditioned to be caretakers and to put others before ourselves. So that's why we're really excited to make the first one around women and caregivers. Mm-hmm. At that one, we had, each one we have a discussion around self-care, so that centers around a certain group. So we had a group of women talk about self-care and what it means to them and what are the struggles in terms of practicing self-care.
Mm-hmm.
We had vendors like we do at each one. We kicked it off with yoga, which has kind of become our signature thing. We just had a lot of vendors and products and services that cater towards women.
Mm-hmm. I had put out in our weekly newsletter called Off Mic, I write a letter at the beginning. And something that I had asked a couple weeks ago was how people do care for themselves, and yoga, mm-hmm. Someone had sent a response back and said it's like clearing the cache from their brain, getting rid of the cookies and all of that. So with mothers and caregivers for May, because of Mother's Day, there's that. And then in June, there is Father's Day. And Jessica, when you told me about Father's Day and the turnout, I really wanted to talk with you, Stephen, about that. Tell me about what that session was like and what you learned from it.
It was life-changing. It really made me realize that this is a space that we need ongoing. So for...
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So for the Father's Day, we had a barber there giving out fresh linings. So, you know, look good. Nobody ever been to the barbershop and got a fresh cut and walked out with an attitude. So the way that feel for mental health and just self-care. Then we had an urban farmer speak on how to eat properly to maintain good hormones and testosterone levels. So having that space and then having the youth in there with us.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was my kids' age when I was around guys who talked about self-care.
Yeah.
From pedicures to have you ever got your nails done. And I was shocked out of 15 people, about three of them, it was just three who had ever had a pedicure.
Mm-hmm.
So it really opened our eyes to, we need this. Men need this, young boys need this. So glad we was able to create this space for it to come to light.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that was really interesting that you shared, Stephen, was that the men talked about how they feel like they can't soften and yeah. enjoy self-care. They yeah. feel like it's not for them.
You have to stay on the go. You know, being a father, having a small business, having book clubs, just staying busy was, if ever I sit down, I feel like, you know, I'm feeling guilty for finding self-care, finding time to relax. So mm-hmm. everyone in the room could agree with that.
Yeah.
Like, it's never time to pause.
Yeah.
Your wife's going to need you. Your kid's going to need you. The grass has to be cut. Light bulb got to be changed. Why are you sitting down? So
is that what the soft part means about needing time for yourself, or is there something more to it than that?
That in a nutshell, finding time for yourself and doing what you consider self-care. For me, I enjoy bourbon, cigar, and a book.
Mm-hmm.
For others, like, how that's self-care? But it's a mental reset. It's just me, my thoughts, and whatever book I'm reading to take me away.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, whatever that soft side means, catering to you.
Mm-hmm. So a lot about masculinity and what the expectations are.
Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking now at the August self-care session, Self-Care Sunday, and it is directly targeted to children and play.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, what is the connection between the first two in the series, Mothers and Caregivers and Fathers, and what is going to be happening this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're really excited about this one because, again, we're talking about who gets left out of the conversation of self-care, and a lot of times young people, right? They don't go to spas and things like that. So we will have some of the similar activities. So we will still kick it off with yoga. We will still have vendors that cater that have different self-care products, especially towards young people. And we'll have some young people there selling some products and some artwork as mm-hmm. well. So folks can patronize and support young artists. And then we have a lot of games and fun things. And it's about joy and laughter. We're going to have a comedian. So we're going to get some laughs in. So mm-hmm. we're really excited about that. So we'll have some things carry over, but a few new things. And we have, we're creating a community vision board. We wanted to bring in some more art and hands-on elements for this one. So we've been asking people to write what self-care looks like to them. But this time we're going to have a vision board with, you know, magazines and different things. So it'll be a little bit more artistic mm-hmm. and fun.
So things that people want to see in their own lives.
Yes.
So the community part of it is very interesting because mm-hmm. at least from what I have seen, so much of the discourse around self-care is very much about self. Mm-hmm. It's individualistic, mm-hmm. but this is being done in community. Mm-hmm. Why is that important, Jessica?
Yeah, well, for one, it is sort of an accountability, right? Like when it's hard for us to put something on the schedule to say, I'm going to sit down and this is going to be time for myself. But mm-hmm. when you put something on your calendar to say, I'm going to this event, I said I was going to be there, you're more prone to actually keep that appointment, right? Mm-hmm. You're more prone to do it. It's also a way for us to model it with each other. Like, mm-hmm. let's explore different types of self-care together and then carry that and take that home with you.
Yeah.
And it's also about integrating self-care into our culture, because self-care isn't just this buzzword, this, you know, go take a bubble bath and then things will be okay. But how do we integrate this into our culture and our community?
Mm-hmm. So the inclusion of parents and making sure that this is for kids and parents and their caregivers so that mm-hmm. they're learning, they're seeing this approach to it. Stephen, as you were growing up, did you see your family's elders caring for themselves?
Never. Not at all. It was just the routine. Come home from school, do your homework, get your clothes ready, get in the bed. It mm-hmm. was never time out to... As kids, we played outside and we laughed. That was our self-care for us as kids.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, but for my mom, my dad, and my elders, no, I just always seen them in the hustle and bustle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want the same for that for my kids.
Right.
And I want to make sure that youth in me stay alive. So being outside, playing, jumping rope, throwing a ball around, blowing bubbles, I want us as adults to not lose that feeling and see how much it meant to us when we were kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the timing of this, too. We've just started a new school year, and Stephen, you have one at home and one who's just started college, so congratulations.
Correct. Thank you.
It seems like it is the right time to get things started on the right foot. Was mm-hmm. that part of the thinking behind it?
It was, and you know, originally it was scheduled for July, but we had some more things planned, so we moved it to August, and so it ended up being even better and more aligned timing, because yes, mm-hmm. it's perfect. We're going back to school, so let's set some healthy habits that we can carry throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of habits, I want to ask the same question I ask of Stephen. Is self-care and well-being something that you are thinking very consciously about implementing in your life because of what you did or didn't see as you were growing up?
Absolutely. Not only, you know, I was raised by the matriarchs of our family, they also had helping professions, so teachers, nurses, social workers.
Mm-hmm.
And so their lives really were dedicated to helping others and not really thinking about themselves. And mm-hmm. so, and then I ended up going in social work, and that was very much the culture of, you know, we're here to help others. It's not about us.
Right.
And so after, you know, several cycles and years of burnout, a light bulb kind of switched for me, and thinking that I can better serve others, mm-hmm. you know, from, as they say, from a full cup. And also it's, you know, this life is meant to be lived for yourself as well,
yeah.
right? And so how do we have a more holistic vision of for ourselves, mm-hmm. where it's about ourselves and in community with others?
Mm-hmm. So the discussion component of each of the self-care Sundays so far, will there be a discussion component this time, or is that comedy feature sort of taking up the time that ordinarily would go to conversation, Stephen or Jessica?
Yeah, there will be a conversation. You know, I my background is in community engagement, so we're also collecting data as we do these. So we have a survey where folks can share about self-care, the vision board, and then yes, we will have a discussion, and I plan on having a young person co-facilitate that with me.
Mm-hmm. So something I think it's important to also talk about very plainly, popular depictions and messaging around self-care, they're so very consumption-driven, right? It's about goods or services. Stephen, you talked about where people might typically go to find self-care. Vendors, though, have been very intentionally included in Self-Care Sunday, this series. Why is that the case, Stephen?
Because we want to bring them goods to you, and not going out so far to get those. So we want to make sure you have healthy, fresh produce. We want to make sure you have access to skincare. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure you have books for your kids to read. Just all of that, like you said, right there at Del Mar without going 30 miles outside the city limits.
Okay, so it's less about making sales and more about making things available.
Definitely.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you have to add to that, Jessica?
Yeah, I would say it's also, these are entrepreneurs who are mission focused. And so they're striving to provide holistic wellness services to the community. So we just want to bridge that connection to say, if you're looking for products or services that you can integrate into your self-care, here they are. And here mm-hmm. are local folks that you can support and patronize.
Yeah. Well, on the other side of that, these Self-Care Sunday sessions thus far have been made free.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that the case?
Yes, we're definitely trying to bridge that divide. We want folks to feel welcome. We want them to not have that barrier to entry. And so, yeah, we're excited that all the activities that are there will be provided for free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the final question here, Stephen, as you're thinking about the future of the Soul Spa Collective and specifically this series, what is it that you would like to see when we talk again in a year from now?
I would love to see us having a stable location, a store, for brick and mortar, where you could come every day. You don't have to wait for the fourth Sunday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
You could come on a Tuesday on your off day. So having these products and these services readily available that fit in your schedule. If you can't make a Sunday, fine, we got you covered on a Wednesday.
Okay.
Self-care don't have to be a particular day, is when your schedule allows.
Mm-hmm. Stephen and Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Stephen Hunt and Jessica Wernley are co-founders of the Soul Spa Collective and organizers of the Self-Care Sunday series.
This episode was produced by Elaine Shaw.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.